Thank you for the translation. I'm going to take this out.
No problem.
It's been good to have someone whispering in my ear the English translation of the service. It is good to be with you this morning. As we gather an hour earlier than you're used to. But I'm delighted that we can come and worship together. This congregation is a part of the Eastern Hills Wesleyan Church. And Eastern Hills is a part of 33 congregations.
这个东山这个卫斯理教会呢，是整个是33个聚会的之一。
That make up the Western New York District of the Wesleyan Church.
组成了西部纽约州的这个卫斯理教会的这个。
And then our district is one of 32 districts across the United States and Canada.
我们这个西部纽约呢，也是整个北美的第32个教区之一。
And really with other works in about 60 countries around the world.
那其实同时也是跟这个
that make up the Wesleyan Church.
So
we are glad that you are a part of the Wesleyan Church.
And
the Church of Jesus Christ for all that believe in Jesus. The Wesleyan Church came up with a new logo and theme in the last couple of weeks.
在过去的两周的时间呢, 卫斯理教会有一个新的宣言。
And they summarized the work but with two words, made new.
它有两个词汇组成，翻译过来就是说是转变为新的。
That this is what Christ does for those who come to him and follow him.
这就是耶稣基督为所有归向他、追随他的人所做的事情。
Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 4,
保罗在以弗所书四章写道,
22-24, you were taught with regard to your former way of life,
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人,
to put off your old self,
这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐，就是就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人,
which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires,
这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的,
to be made new in the attitude of your minds,
又要将你们的心智改换一新,
and to put on the new self,
并且穿上新人,
created to be like God,
这新人是照着神形象造的,
in true righteousness and holiness.
有真理的仁义和圣洁。
We've been singing about that this morning, haven't we?
我们今天早上不就是在唱这样的
For this describes the change that takes place when we become Christians.
那这个描述呢，就是我们转变变为基督徒的时候，我们内心发生的变化。
There was an old way of living.
曾经呢，有我们旧人的样式。
An old self with wrong or sinful desires.
有我们过去有罪恶的内心的这种欲望。
And we abandoned this when we chose to follow Jesus.
当我们选择要跟随耶稣的时候呢，我们就把旧我就放弃了。
And at that point, we were made new.
在那个时刻，我们就转变为新人。
Not on the outside where we look the same.
不是说我们外表的，我们其实不是说我们看起来不一样。
But the attitudes of our mind, the thoughts and desires, these were made new.
但是我们内心中的态度，我们的想法，我们的愿望变成了新的。
Some of this happened immediately when you first decided to follow Jesus, when you became a Christian.
有这些其中一部分就是当我们立刻决定要跟随耶稣的时候，它就转变发生了。
But there is also a continual process of being made new.
那同时呢，也有一个持续进行的一个转变为新的一个过程。
Even if you've been a Christian for 50 or more years,
即使是你作为一个基督徒有50年甚至更久,
You are not there yet. You haven't stopped growing.
你还是没有停止生长。
The passage where Paul, which I read, said, you were created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
那这保罗所写的就是说我们要被神所造成为一个有一个新的真理和仁义的样式。
When I read that, I realized I am not there yet.
我当我读的时候我还想我其实还没有到那个程度。
I am not the man that God fully created me to be yet.
我还不是那个神要创造我要成为那个完全的人。
But I want to continue to grow.
但是我想要继续的成长。
Paul said in Romans chapter 12, verse 2,
保罗在罗马书第十二章讲到
Do not conform to the pattern of this world,
不要效法这个世界
but be transformed by the renewing of your mind,
只要心意更新而变化
that you will be able to test and approve what God's will is,
叫你们查验何为神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意
His good,pleasing and perfect will.
他善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
This being transformed is an ongoing process.
这个心意更新变化呢是一个持续进行的过程。
And each of us are still in the process of being made new.
那每一个我们每个人都实际是在这个过程当中。
Being made more and more holy.
被转变为更加的圣洁。
My greatest desire, my heart's desire, has been for revival.
那我内心中最强烈的这个愿望呢，就是能够希望有复兴。
What I've been describing up to now is what God does in an individual's life.
那我刚刚讨论的呢，实际上只是说神在我们每个个人层面上的工作。
But revival is when God does that in a group of people.
那复兴呢，是在一群人中间做的工作。
And as I studied this and throughout history of the church, there have been congregations and even large groups of people, nations that have experienced revival.
那我们学习教会的历史，我们会发现，在不同的国家、不同的地区，都有教会整体当地整体复兴，甚至整个国家复兴的历史。
They allow God to do in them all that He is wanting to do.
他们允许神在他们的生命中做他神所让他们做的事情。
Miraculous changes take place in the people, and new people come to know Jesus.
那神迹奇事就不断的发生在他们当中，也在新来到教会人的当中。
And that is my prayer for this congregation.
那这是我为这个聚会，我们的这个教会的祷告。
And for Eastern Hills congregation and each congregation in our district.
那也是为东山这个大教会的祷告，也是为所有在我们教区里面的教会的祷告。
And I believe this happens when we seek God and do what He tells us to do.
那我相信，当我们去寻求神，去做神让我们做的事情的时候，这个事情就会发生。
Today I want to look at our most basic desire.And let that be made new.
那我们想要看一下我们生命中最基本的愿望是什么？我们要让这个转变为新的。
What drives you?
什么是你的动力？
Is it something that is holy or something that is more self-seeking?
那是那些是一些圣洁的事情呢，还是一些更多是自我为中心的事情？
One way to tell if God is first in your desires.
那其中有一点，如果能够告诉我们是不是神是你第一愿望的时候
，is to consider the things that we worry about.
是，想一下我们担心的是哪些事情。
Pastor Rick Warren said that worry is like a warning light.
那Rick Warren 牧师呢讲到，这个担心是一个令人警醒的一个标志
，indicating that God is really not first in my life at that particular moment.
表明在那个时刻，神其实不是我们生命中第一的。
Jesus talked a lot about worry in Matthew chapter 6.
那主耶稣基督呢，在马太福音第六章讲了很多这个担心的事情，忧虑的事情。
Read verses 31 through 34.
从31到34节。
Do you want to just read it in Chinese?
Sure.
Okay.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西你们的天父是知道的，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
He talks a lot about the things that we tend to worry about, what we eat or what we're going to wear, where we're going to live.
那他讲到了我们一直平时都很担心的事情，我们吃什么穿什么在哪里住。
And this is at the end of that teaching where he says, why do you worry? God knows what you need. He'll take care of you.
那这他的教导就是说我们为什么要担心呢？神知道我们所需要的东西，他会照顾我们的。
But most important, he tells what we ought to be doing rather than worry.
那也更重要的是告诉我们不要再忧虑，更重要的是要做什么事情。
Seek first God's kingdom and God's righteousness.
要先求他的国和他的义。
If you will do this, God's going to take care of all your needs.
如果你这么做呢，神就会把这些你的需要都照顾好的。
Jesus was tempted just as we are.
耶稣基督呢，就如我们一样被在旷野被引诱。
He carried a lot of burdens, even faced his own death.
那他带着很多的负担，甚至要面临着死亡。
But the Bible never indicates that he ever worried about these things.
但是圣经呢，从来没有只是说他对这些事情忧虑过。
The focus of his life was on doing the will of his Father.
所以他生命中的最核心的事情就是要把天父的事情旨意成全。
That was what drove him. That's what motivated everything he did.
这就是主耶稣基督做任何事情的内在的这个动力。
And when there was a need, he prayed, sometimes all night, praying through the night.
当有一个真正的需要的时候，他做的事情是祷告，甚至有时候是整夜的祷告。
And so this is the Jesus that says, don't worry, seek first the kingdom of God.
所以这又是主耶稣基督说不要忧虑，要先求他的国和他的义。
Now when Jesus talks about seeking first,
当主耶稣基督讲到先要求，
it is striving for something that you would achieve something, that to seek that more than you seek anything else in your life.
他讲到了这个求，说是一个努力获得的，是要把它放在你生命中其他的努力的之上的一个努力。
And this is a change that must go to the very core of who we are.
那这个转变呢，其实是要关系到我们内心中真正最核心，我们是谁的那个转变。
This is not just changing how you act or how you live around certain people.
那其实不是说转变，只是我们如何做一个行为，如何跟周围的人相处的转变。
This is the change of what is most important to us.
这个转变呢，是什么是对我们最重要的一个转变。
And Jesus says, if we let that which is most important, that which we seek first, if it is the things of God,then he will provide for our needs.
主耶稣就是说，如果这是我们的转变，主耶的天父是我们的神，是我们第一位的，那神就会为我们预备。
There's a verse in Psalms that says something very similar, Psalm 37:4.
那在诗篇的第三十七章有一段经节讲的非常像的一个事情。
David says, "Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart."
大卫说，又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
Now you may think that here that God's just promising He's going to give you whatever you want.
那主，你可能在想，这里大卫可能讲的就是说他会给神会给你心里面所有所想要的事情。
But that's not always true.
但这并不是永远是真的。
But if we first delight in the Lord,
但是我们先要以耶和华为乐。
Our desires have been purified and are in line with what God wants us to desire.
我们内心所求的呢，其实就是被净化，被圣洁，成为真正合神心意所求的。
Then God satisfies our heart's desire.
那在这之后，神就会满足我们内心所求的。
And so, very similar to what Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
所以就和主耶稣基督在马太福音第六章33节说的，说是先要求神的国和神的义，所以这些都会加给你们。
He takes care of all our needs.
他会照顾我们所有的需要。
Now, as we look at that, there are two things that we are to seek.
那有两件事情我们要寻求。
The kingdom of God.
神的国。
And the righteousness of God.
和神的义。
Now, the more I've studied these two, instead of trying to seek two things first, they're basically the same thing.
那当我阅读的时候，我学习的时候，我发现这两件事情其实是一件事。
And so let's look at how the kingdom is very much like the righteousness of God.
所以我们要看一下。神的国和神的义是很相近的两件事情。
Jesus preached primarily about the kingdom of God.
主耶稣基督他教导人的最主要的就是神的国。
The kingdom is not a place.
神的国不是一个地方。
But a people who publicly acknowledge Jesus as their king.
而是一群人，他们当众的宣称他们是。耶稣是他们的国王。
And follow him and his teachings.
那来跟随他和他的教导。
So if I were to ask, is Jesus Christ your king?
所以我就要问你们，耶稣基督是不是你们的王？
If the answer is yes, then you are a part of the kingdom.
如果答案是的，那你就是这个国王王国中的一员。
Not everyone in this world acknowledges Jesus as king.
那其实在这个房间里面，并不是每个人都承认耶稣基督是王。
But we choose to follow Jesus, we are in the kingdom.
那如果我们去选择跟随耶稣，我们就在这个神天国中了。
Remember back in the Old Testament with King David.
那想到在旧约中大卫王。
The prophet Samuel came to him as a young man and anointed him as king.
那先知这个撒母耳就来到他面前跟他说，我要把你高你为王。
But this was done in a small ceremony in his father's house.
那其实呢，这个是在他父亲家里面做了一个很小的一个仪式。
Because at that time, King Saul was still alive and was still the king.
那因为在那个时候呢，国王扫罗他其实还是国王。
And there was a period of 5 years between David being anointed king and when Saul died.That some people acknowledged David and some people followed Saul.
那在扫罗去世前，有大概保和大卫被高为王这之间有五年。那有些人认为这个大卫是王，有些人还不承认大卫是王。
But in that time, there were some that recognized that David had God's anointing.
但是有些人就是意识到了这个大卫他有神来的恩膏。
And they chose to follow David.
而且选择跟随大卫
instead of Saul,
而不是跟随扫罗。
It talks about 400 mighty men of David.
而是他讲到了大卫有400个勇士。
They were willing to die to defend David as Saul attacked him.
当扫罗攻击大卫的时候，他们愿意为大卫而死。
That is the kingdom of David in a sense.
那这就是实际上就是讲了大卫的国已经是这样子的。
As opposed to the kingdom of Saul.
而不是扫罗的国。
So today, the church is acknowledging Jesus as our king.
那今日我们的教会是要承认耶稣基督是我们的王。
Rather than the many things that the world follows after, those that don't know Jesus.
而不是说这个世界所追寻的很多事情。
So when Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God,Of Christ.
所以当主耶稣讲到要先求神的国
He is saying be a devoted, loyal pursuer of Christ.
而是说要献身，要忠心，要去追寻神，追寻基督。
I want that to apply to me, but also to those around me.
那我想要让这一个信念就是能够用在我身上，也用在我们所有人周围身上。
I want to see other people.Come to follow Jesus.
我要看到其他的人都能够来跟随耶稣。
People I work with, people that live near me, people in my family.
那我一起工作的同事，我周围的人，我的家人都来跟随基督。
God is specifically calling me to pray for people in my life that do not follow Jesus.
那哇，神呢特别的。感动我，让我为那些在生命中还没有跟随耶稣的人祷告。
To pray that their heart would be made new.
那能够祷告他们的心意能够更新变化。
That is seeking first the kingdom.
那就是寻求神的国。
That Christ would be my king.
基督是我的王。
And I would see for his kingdom, his followers to multiply.
那看他的国不断的扩张。
The second is to seek God's righteousness.
第二点是寻求神的义。
If we are righteous by following rules, we have to be perfect at it.
那我们如果说是要遵循这个各种规则的话，我们必须是做得非常完美。
But we're not perfect. None of us are.
但是我们做得并不完美，没有一个人是完美。
So I think we need to come to Jesus as our King, and it is Christ's righteousness that we receive.
那我们就是要来到主耶稣的面前，是主耶稣的义，那因着我们去来到他的面前，成为我们的义。
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 20,
那主耶稣基督在马太福音第五章讲到
For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven.
我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
These Pharisees, these teachers of the law, were the people that tried hardest to follow all the different rules.
这些法利赛人和文士，他们是非常努力的去遵循各种他们的规条的。
They numbered how many laws were in the Old Testament. They memorized them, and they tried their most, their best to follow every one.
他们真的是记住大量的在旧约中的这个神的他们的律法，他们也努力的去要遵循。
If anyone could follow all the law.These were people that were trying as hard as anyone could try.
那如果说要想真正遵循这些律法，那他们就是那群最遵循的人。
And Jesus said, unless your righteousness is greater than theirs, you will not enter the kingdom of God.
而主耶稣就是说，你们的义如果不胜过这些人的义的话，你们就进不了神的国。
The Bible teaches that there is another righteousness.
所以圣经里教导我们，实际上有另外一个义。
It doesn't come by following all the law or rules.
不是，他的到来呢，并不是要说要去遵循所有的律法，所有的这些规则。
But it comes when we humble ourselves before Jesus.
他的到来是因为我们去谦卑自己，去跟随耶稣。
And let Him make us anew.
让他使我们成为一个新造的人。
This is the core of the gospel.
这就是福音的核心。
That when we come to God, we would want to be His, and not on our own strength.
那我们要想来到神面前呢，我们不是说要依靠我们自己的力量，而是要靠神。
So Jesus says to seek the kingdom of God and seek the righteousness of Christ is good to be our foremost desire.
所以耶稣就教导我们说，要求神的国和神的义，这是我们内心中最大的愿望。
A prayer.When we pray, it's basically our desire and our heart expressed to God.
那我们祷告的时候呢，就是我们内心中最想要的愿望向神表达了。
So when Jesus' disciples came to him and said, "Teach us to pray," he gave the Lord's prayer.
所以当他的门徒来到耶稣面前，让他教导如何祷告的时候，主就教了他们主祷文。
But as we think of the of prayer, it's not just words that we recite, but our heart.Expressed and opened up to God, this is not just teaching us how to pray with words, but how our heart is to be changed.
所以我们不是这个主祷文，不是说我们背诵了这些经文，而是我们的心打开，向神表达我们的愿望。
And do you want to read the scripture in the Lord's Prayer from Matthew chapter 6?
好的 ，Yes. 从马太福音第六章就是我们讲主祷文。主祷文的话So, 6 which?
9 through 10. Matthew 6, 9 and 10.
Okay. 愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意，所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿们。
The prayer is, the first request was not for food or for forgiveness.
而第一个请求呢，不是说是为了食物或者为了原谅。
But may your kingdom come.
是你的国降临。
May your will be done.
你的旨意行在地上。
And this will being done is another understanding of righteousness.
那你的旨意行在地上呢，是我们可以另外的一个方法来理解，就是这个义。
That when we follow Jesus as our King, we are going to do what He wants us to do.
那就是我们当遵行耶稣为王的时候，我们就要做他想要让我们做的所有的事情。
You can't just say that Jesus is your King and ignore what He tells you to do.
不能说主耶稣是我的王，那就忽视了他所想让我们做的任何的事情。
So the prayer is saying that this is the first thing that we want. This is our greatest desire, that your kingdom would come, that your will be done in our life, in, on earth, as it is in heaven.
那他这里主导文第一点就是说要寻求神的国，让神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
For us to be obedient to this, God is calling for His work to be first in your life.
那为了我们能够遵循这个神的这种教导，那神就让神他的自己的工作成为我们生命中最主要的工作。
So when you think of the things that you tend to worry about,
所以当你想到你那些焦虑的事情是什么？
Maybe your health or finances or your family.
那或许是你的这个健康、你的经济、你的家人。
Say to God, God, I'm going to seek you more than life itself.
那就向神说，主啊，我要向你寻求更多，而不是看我周围生活的。
And trust that if I am pursuing after what you want me to do, then you're going to take care of all my needs.
那我就要追寻的是你想让我在我的生活中做的事情，而你就会照看我生活中的需要。
And even if we die in this body, He has a resurrected body awaiting each of us.
那即使是我们在我们现在的身体里面死去了，那他还有一个让使我们能够复活的身体在等待着我们。
So maybe the thing that we worry most about, God says, I've got this taken care of.
那或许你最担心的那个事情，神已经预备好，说我已经准备照顾好了。
If you focus your life on yourself or pursuing selfish goals,
那如果说你是在追寻自己的目标的话，
you will miss the opportunities that God has for you to serve Him.
那你就会错过神为你预备好去服侍他的这个事情。
Perhaps others around you will not hear the gospel message because we have not been faithful to share Jesus.
那或许就是你周围的人呢，没有能够真正的听到福音，因为我们没有专心忠心的去传这个福音。
And you will almost certainly miss the peace that only God can give to us.
那你真的是几乎都一定会错过神为你预备的平安。
So I encourage you, I invite you to surrender fully your heart to Jesus Christ.
那我真的是大大的鼓励大家要去跟随耶稣。
To seek Him first in your life.
去第一去追寻耶稣。
And let His righteousness cover you.
让他的义成为我们的义。
We're about to have communion. Are we ready to go straight into that? And as we prepare our hearts for that, I want to read a passage. I didn't have this in the notes, but 1 Corinthians chapter 11.Verses
23-26. 饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃着饼喝着杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
The invitation is for all of you who are walking in fellowship with God.
那这个领受主圣餐的是为了所有我们已经接受耶稣的人。
And even this morning are saying, Jesus is my King.
即使是你就在今天这个早上才开始承认主耶稣是我的王。
You who truly and earnestly repent of your sin.
那你真的是全心的诚心的去悔改。
And intend to live a new life.
要努力过一个新的生活。
Following Jesus and letting Him make you holy.
跟随耶稣，让他使我成为圣洁。
My encouragement, my invitation is to draw near with faith.
我对你们的鼓励和邀请是让你们能够又更靠近你们的信心。
Receive these elements of communion.
来领圣餐。
And make your humble confession to Almighty God.
那向天父有一个谦卑的悔改。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we take these common elements.
主啊，我们拿起了这些杯和饼。
The bread and the wine.
这个饼和杯。
And pray that you would make them for our hearts today.
主啊，也求你能够让他们能够成为我们的心。
Make them sacred.
让他们成为圣洁。
That we would remember the price that you paid for our righteousness.
我们就记得你为着我们的义而付上的代价。
That we would remember that your body was broken on the cross.
那我们就记得你在十字架上你的身体为我们而破碎。
And your blood was spilled for us.
你的血为我们而流。
That we who trust in Jesus Christ may be forgiven of our sins.
那我们相信主耶稣基督就可以得我们使我们的罪得以赦免。
Help us as we receive these elements to renew our commitment to Jesus.
能够让我们在领着饼和杯的时候能够更新我们的忠心。
And to remember the cost of our righteousness.
记得我们的义是有巨大的代价。
Amen.
Amen.